Hi everyone, welcome. Welcome everyone. Hanging in there, are we? Anybody new this week? Maybe Amy, are you new? Yes. Welcome, welcome. Oh, and Aaron, hi. Well, be comfortable and we'll share guided meditation and then we'll have some time to have a dialogue. And I guess just make sure you're comfortable enough. And welcome to the really to the newcomers. Some of us have been gathering for years now. It's amazing. It's weird. Since COVID, like it's already a long time ago. Let's keep coming. Let's keep hanging in there. Thank you for showing up so faithfully. All right. Yeah, so when you're ready, close your eyes. Don't do anything in particular. Let your bodies and your minds be open to the possibility that for the next hour or so, there's nothing expected from them. So it doesn't mean they have to cease their activity, but this the message sent to the body mind is just a message of openness and spaciousness. And we're in the shrine, we're not in the mark on the marketplace, so in the shrine, so to speak, that's just a word, but in our gatherings, when we gather, it's another quality of time, you could say. It's a bit less linear, perhaps. Less of a focus on the past and the future, but again, don't feel you have to manufacture that. Just that's just the nature of this space. You don't have to do anything. And the actual space, because our eyes are closed, we don't have a visual. The actual space is not geometric or architectural so much. It's more a quality of space. Quality of here and now. That's just what you whisper to your body minds. But they don't have to do anything with that information. The here and now is the mother's embrace, the invisible mother's embrace. I'm sure you have in your life seen a baby, a little baby, or even a big baby, but in her mother's arms, breastfeeding. When it's a happy situation, don't visualize a difficult one, but just a happy, natural. Feeling of this baby in his mother's arms. That's how we feel. We can feel. That's what's available. We don't have to, and maybe we don't, but it's available in meditation. The body can completely relax. And the knowledge that it's held, cared for. Intimately known, like a mother knows her baby. With her whole being. And so perhaps we can be open to the possibility that the space of meditation knows us intimately. We don't have to know it, maybe we do, but it knows us. Our bodies, our minds, our thoughts. Maybe you can feel your breath. Just a natural coming and going of your breath. And maybe you could feel that it's supported by an invisible breath. Again, don't try too hard with my words. They're just words. They can just wash over you. Don't let them pave the way to some trying or some effort. They're just evoking a quality. And feel perhaps that this invisible embrace, unlike a physical mother's embrace, this non-physical embrace, this invisible one is free of borders. Borderless, a borderless embrace, which means the body can really, I don't know, come undone, perhaps. The body, if it's safely held in something borderless, perhaps the message it's receiving is that it can relax its own borders. Its own lines of defense. But again, don't get working. The one who gets working is usually the doer, the ego, albeit the spiritual ego. So, in a way, it just the words resonate, that's all. But don't get working. Your hearts are also invited to let go and relax in this embrace, as well as your minds, your thinking. Thing is that at some point you realize that this embrace that I'm speaking of, this invisible, borderless embrace, is you. It's your essential nature. And I'm speaking to you, really. I'm not speaking to or about something that is other than you. So, either you can be open to that possibility that you are this invisible, borderless embrace, or perhaps I don't know, perhaps it's somehow it's felt. You are that embrace, and in your embrace, in you, right this moment, bodily sensations, The sound of Ellen's voice. The coming and the going of the breath. Contracting and relaxing of the body's muscles and tissue. In this embrace, whatever is arising in this embrace is arising in this embrace. It's not always important, at least not in meditation, to know, to label what is arising. Doesn't really matter here. Because we know in our hearts that everything that arises is welcomed intimately. Moment by moment. There's no triage. It has no importance if this experience is familiar and innocuous, and that feeling is intense and difficult, or it has no relevance to her or to it, whatever word to I. So perhaps you're aware of layers that are very familiar, layers in the body. I usually call them, my teacher used to call them me feelings, me the body feelings. And I know for sure that each one of us here are aware of such feelings in this moment. Feelings that are very familiar and intimate, and somehow they're a little bit in the twilight too. They're half seen and a little bit murky, and they come with the label me the body. Some are clearer than others. And so maybe just now I'm giving you a little exercise, but very gently. Shine a light on your current experience and become acquainted or with such me the body feelings. Let them come a bit closer. And I'll just give you some very habitual ones that we all share. For example, very often there is a me feeling that is located around the head area. A feeling that I live in the head and between the temples, behind the eyes. In the jaw, just really take stock of that me in the head area feeling. Let it become a little bit more vibrant, perhaps, simply because you're giving it your attention. Really, really ascertain what it truly is, first of all. What am I sure it's me? Is it me? Just ask that innocently. Is it me? Is this me feeling really me? And obviously, the correct answer is no, but there might be a little bit of a tussle because it does feel like me. But then maybe it can be helpful to wonder, well, I'm perceiving this me in the head feeling, so the real me must be that which perceives it. Which is the embrace, the borderless embrace that we were evoking. And so letting the me that's embedded in the head sort of relax back out into the borderlessness. And let the head be free of having to be me. So we can let the, well, just let the sensation of the head just be. See that. This sensation that I call the head is f very layered, very alive, very tactile. And let it be, let it unfold. I don't live in and as the head. I am the borderlessness and this head. This thing that we call the head in this moment. It's a sort of cacophony of sensations that you can surrender back into this openness. Don't forget the back of your head and the sensations in the neck area and the mouth, shoulders, even. We can include the shoulders. Lots of me-ness, me feeling-ness in the shoulders. Carrying me who carries the weight of my life. Just remind yourself that you're the openness. And then the me that's embedded in the shoulders as tension. And sort of return to the openness. Again, my words are not rational. Don't try too hard. Let your shoulders feel that they're welcome, just as raw, innocent, alive sensation. Doesn't matter what they do. And the breath, by the way, can help. Because the inhale can bring in some of this borderlessness into the body. And the exhale can return some of this contracted me, the body feeling back to the real me. Maybe. Maybe not. And feel the me feeling that is located inside the torso. Which might also be very habitual and chronic. Some of us have an ever-present feeling of anxiety, maybe in the solar plexus. Doesn't have, it's not always like a huge feeling, but it's a sort of low-grade sense of, I don't know, foreboding, anxiety, apprehension. Or something else. I'm just giving examples. Perhaps just give your attention gently to the me and the torso feeling that is here now. There might be a few, so you just, I don't know, pick the one that's taking more space. Of course, as you give it attention, it can begin to intensify. That's okay. What matters is to really establish that this feeling, this me feeling, is being perceived by you, is appearing in you, by you that does not appear on the screen as an experience, but is unmistakably present. This is a very huge, sacred realization. That we need somehow need to come back to over and over again. And we, you know, it might not be a certainty. Maybe we can only be open to that possibility. That I, the true I that is hearing these words. The eye that perceives, that eye is not limited. In time or in space. And so the me and the torso feeling is welcomed, allowed. Seen or perceived for what it really is. Just a raw sensation, a raw feeling. If you went into that feeling looking for a me that would supposedly lives there, you would not find such a me. But it's the result of the very natural habit of protecting and defending and believing ourselves to be separate, in danger. So I'm not, I'm not sh I don't like to be in any way suggesting that this is not somehow very natural and very ingrained situation here. It's just that when we come together in meditation, we have this amazing capacity to remember the truth, the essential truth, touch the essential truth of our nature. And we still remain, individuals, persons, Ellen, Hilka, Richard. We still remain a person, but maybe a bit more relaxed. A wave in an ocean, a wave that knows the ocean. A person, a body mind that knows who's who? A body that recognizes the borderless tactile openness. Feel your whole body. Instead of itemizing areas of the body, feeling our whole body. A mass, a tactile mass of sensation. Let that mass of sensations be as alive and tactile as it is. Feel, for example, the sense of touch that is part of the bodily sensations. It's part of the experience of the body, the sense of touch. Skin, touch of your clothes, temperature on your skin, tingling. Let that feeling of tactile touch be permeated by the openness. somehow. Meaning just relax and feel that the edges of your body, the tactility of the edge of the body, is intimately connected with the space beyond the body. Excuse me. It's as if the embrace in which everything is held is reciprocated by the body. Because the body, it's like your heart. It's your tactile heart, your body. So you can feel that this tactile experience of the body is saying yes to the space all around. Yes. Yes. Yes to surrendering the weight. Yes to hugging the space with your tactile sense. In all directions. Yes, to a body that takes its tune from the invisible borderlessness. Yes, to a body that remembers its own quality. Of borderlessness, of openness. Yes, to a body that is like an open palm offered, undefended. Let the breath help. And let all the layers that are expressing exactly the opposite, which are bound to be here too, just let them be. Just let them be caressed, touched by the breath, touched by the openness. Kissed by the openness. Meditation is the hospital for the body mind. Not one of those terribly difficult hospitals to visit, but some kind of sacred hospital, place for welcoming and healing of the sense of separation. The breath, really, it's an agent in meditation, an agent of this healing. The in-breath, you can feel it. The out-breath. The small pause at the top of the in-breath, at the bottom of the exhale. Almost like a touching, the place of touching this invisible embrace, and then the next breath carries something into the body, something of this openness, the in-breath. Feel that. Let yourself feel that completely. The in-breath permeating every cell. Every sensation. The pause, the out breath, it's like, well, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? And feel as well with the breath that it's effortless. Try to feel that there's no breather. So to begin with, you will feel the breather. So feel the breather, feel that place of effort, of pulling, the inhale, straining a bit or pushing the exhale out. Maybe you feel the anxiety around breathing. Around the area of the diaphragm. Just welcoming the layers of the breather. It's an opportunity to see the me, the breather feeling. A very, very strong me. Feeling associated with breathing. But then just be open to the possibility that there is breathing just right now, free of a breather. Just evoke that and allow the in-breath to rise without pulling. The out-breath to flow without pushing. Just nothing perfect, just be open. You could imagine, visualize, or image that the invisible openness exhales, and when it exhales, there's an in-breath. And when the openness breathes in, there's an exhale. So the body is completely passive, nobody doing it. No body doing it. Something is doing it. Very mysterious. You can even lengthen the inhale and lengthen the exhale, but retaining that quality of effortlessness. Long inhale, you can apply Ujjayi breath if you know it. It's a filter at the back of the throat that creates a beautiful sound of the beginning of the in-breath to the end. And Beautiful sound from the top of the exhale, sorry, top of the exhale, yes, to the bottom. Long, smooth, even breath. And yet nobody doing it. That's the feeling. Nothing needs to change. The breath just permeating whatever is here, whatever tension in the face, in the forehead, in the eyes. With the exhale, the weight that is held in the body is allowed to maybe move down with gravity. Doesn't matter. Saying thank you to the body and letting the body be caressed by the borderlessness, the embrace. And maybe feeling yourself as the borderlessness now, somehow. Of course, it's not a feeling, but evoking a feeling of borderlessness. Of weightlessness. Just evoking that creates a very subtle feeling of a body that is very in line with its true nature. Feeling a body, your body, this feeling is weightless and sort of expanding in all directions. Inside and out, mixing with a yes. Whatever is left of tension and I don't know, whatever is left, whatever's here, it's allowed. It's like little, I don't know, little icebergs floating in a warm sea, or of course, there's lots left. But whatever is here is maybe a little bit more in touch with the embrace. The embrace, which is you, which is I. It's pure openness, pure borderlessness. Pure welcoming. Don't do anything, just abiding together as this borderlessness.